want to tell you about the longest time that Patricia and I have ever been separated. I was still in Jerusalem. We were about to leave Jerusalem. She left in the July, and I left in the October. And so it was quite a lengthy separation. And I used to ring her and tell her how much I missed her cooking, her cleaning, her laundry, her ironing, her cleaning the oven, her defrosting the freezer, and generally tidying up. You think I'm joking, don't you? Well, in one sense, I'm not. I am, as far as Patricia's concerned. Actually, I think it has relevance to our relationship with God. I actually rang her and told her how much I missed her, how I longed to see her, and how I wanted to be with her. A subtle difference between the two ideas of what I first said and that. Though the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry and all the rest of it. I was missing her. I wanted to see her. I wanted to be with her. I wanted, if you can get to know people better after a long sort of marriage, yeah, to get to know her better, so to speak. The danger is that our relationship with God is about what we want. And perhaps what we're missing, but still want. And I believe we can all fall into this. The Lord has rebuked me recently over this. We might want forgiveness. Nothing wrong with these things. We might want blessing. We might want excitement. We might want sort of entertainment, sometimes spiritual or church entertainment. We might want church growth, and something that we're going to pray a great deal about as we go on together. We might want revival. But all of those things are less important than the real thing that we should want, which is God. Very simple statement, but I can tell you it's very profound. We should want God just for himself. Now, if you look at your Christian life, and I speak as someone who's already done it, although I need to do it again, I believe you'll find that you don't spend enough time on this, simply wanting God, wanting to love him. Not, oh yes, there's so-and-so in need, and I've got this problem, and I've got that need, and the church has got this need, and the country's got this need. All those things, of course, are important. We need to pray about them at some stage. But we should just want to love God, to be with him, and to tell him that we love him. To express our love. Otherwise, we would be like I would have been if it was literally true what I said about ringing Patricia. It's the same thing. Just what I wanted, what I was missing, and what I needed. Rather than actually simply wanting to love her and to be with her. Wanting to praise him. Just simply wanting to praise him. Not thanksgiving, that's great, that's wonderful, but you've received something, you know, and therefore, again, it's something you've received, it's about what you receive, but simply just wanting to praise God because he's there. My God, how I love you, how I praise you, how I worship you. Wanting to know him better. Do you know God better than you did a year ago? I think if we're honest, some of us might have to say no. We're jogging along in the Christian life. We're not going deeper with God. We've reached a particular point and we're sort of satisfied with it. I can tell you God isn't. We need to go deeper with God. Wanting to know him better, wanting to adore him. Just, you know, you can, two people are in love, two human beings in love, could use that language, couldn't they? I adore you. And we know what it means. It's one of the deepest expressions of love that you can have. Simply wanting to adore God because he's there, not because of what he can do for us or what he can do for me. And wanting to sense his presence. You know what revival is? It's God. It's a sense of the presence of God. a sense of the awesome presence of God. When Moses went up Mount Sinai, he experienced it. The whole mountain shook. There was thunder, there was lightning, there were dark clouds, and the whole mountain was affected. And all of that was sort of, if you like, symbolism God used to say, I'm here, in my power. You can't see me because you'd be struck dead if you did, but I can impress upon you the greatness of my presence. That is what we want, brothers and sisters. That's the most important thing. When we seriously pray for revival, that is what we want. And we're going to. And we're going to move deeper into it. How important it is that we get our priorities straightened out. We don't just want the church to grow. We don't, and please don't misunderstand me here, it's not just that we want people to be saved. Boy, do we want that. But it isn't just that. We want God. And that's absolutely crucial. And if that's not there, the other things won't fit into place anyway. So don't misunderstand me. I mentioned a lot of good things that we should be praying about and concerned about. But the most important thing is wanting God. And so David, in Psalm 63, which I won't, because of time, read to you, but I will read bits of it. David longed and thirsted for God, and his whole being longed for him. You know, David lived 3,000 years ago, for goodness sake. He wasn't Church of England, thank goodness. And he'd got a lot less knowledge than we've got. Tremendous amount less knowledge than we've got. He didn't know directly about Jesus. And yet he was one of the most spiritual men in the whole history of humanity. And he said, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land. He was in the desert when he wrote this. In a dry and parched land where there is no water. Can you honestly say that you felt that towards God? Can I? And if we say, well, no, or not very much, boy, do you know what you need to pray about when you get home, or even start whilst you're still here. Because that is real Christianity. Even though David wouldn't have called himself a Christian in those days, because that word hadn't sort of been invented, so to speak. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. When we get to that point, brothers and sisters, things will happen, particularly a revelation of the presence of God. So ask God for such a hunger and thirst and longing for him. It's as simple as that. You don't have it, or you don't have it very much, ask God for it. I can assure you absolutely he'll answer that prayer positively, because that's what he wants. God is love. He's not just loving, he's love. And so he longs for your love and mine. Not just for your requests and my requests, not just for your confession of sin and my confession of sin, but he longs for your love. And David was expressing his love there. Then David had experienced God's glory in the sanctuary. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Well, he wouldn't have seen any more than Moses did, literally seen God, but he'd seen something of the powerful presence of the Lord. And boy, I'm waiting for when it happens here in this beautiful building, or in the hall, or outside for that matter, because the Lord can do it anywhere. He'd experience God's glory in the sanctuary. So spend some time just thinking about God. Forget your prayer list, whether you've got a mental prayer list or a written one. I've got a very long written one. Forget that for the moment, and just spend time thinking about God in your bedroom, in the garden, in the country, wherever it may be. What is most helpful? Thinking about God. And David said, God's love was better than life. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Can you honestly say this, brothers and sisters in Christ, that to God, your love is better than life? I think if we're brutally frank, we might not be able to say it with conviction. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not condemning anyone. But I think we need to learn this sort of lesson, to love God, and that his love for us is more important even than life. And if we haven't got there, Ask the Lord to get us there. It's quite simple. You don't have to go and get a degree or a doctorate in theology. No, 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 no. You don't have to do something incredibly complicated and difficult. It's for ordinary Christians like ourselves. We can ask the Lord to do this in our lives. And then finally, David said he would praise God all his life. I'll praise you as long as I live, and in your name I'll lift up my hands. So you see, he was charismatic. But more to the point, he was charismatic in his heart. And when he lifted up his hands, it wasn't just something he did. It was an expression of a depth in his heart. I think many Christians spend 95% of their prayer times, if they pray at all, because a lot don't, asking God for things. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with asking God for things. We should be doing it. But what I'm talking about this morning is far more important than that. Loving God for himself, wanting God for himself, thirsting for God for himself, rejoicing in his love, praising him without any sort of self-interest whatsoever. I believe God wants to send revival, but we should want God before we want revival. So let's make a decision this morning to ask God to give us a hunger, thirst, and longing for him. Try and just remember that when you get home. To spend time just dwelling on his presence and his glory. To remember that God's love is better than life, whether we become convinced of that or not. And to make a priority of praising God. Father, thank you for David. We're well aware, as we were reminded earlier, that he made some pretty important mistakes in his life. That, in a way, is encouraging to us. But Lord, the depth of his spirituality, when he'd never read the New Testament because it didn't exist, but the depth of his spirituality is such a challenge to us. And Lord, if that could happen 1,000 years before Jesus came and the New Testament was written, it must be possible for us, where we've got all the information, all the blessings post the coming of Jesus into the world, then it must be possible for us to enter into the same depth of reaction to you. Lord, help us to reach that point where we're hungering and thirsting after you, longing for you, praising you, and experiencing the depth of your presence with us in awesome power. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.